Support for today's episode comes from Dame Products, a sexual wellness brand with the goal of closing the pleasure gap. And I personally love all the versatility of their products. If it's a G-spot vibrator, you can be creative, use it on your nipple and use it on your clit. It's just so many options. And as a Boonie Breakdown listener, you can receive 10% off your purchase by using the code Boonie10. That's Boonie, all caps, 10. Details on how to purchase can be found in the show notes and on the BoonieBreakdown.com. Hey y'all, it's your girl Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's episode. I hope you've been enjoying season 13. I think we're 4 episodes in. We've had some great guests, and today's episode is no different. Our guests today are Ainsley Barrows and L'Oreal Noel, the dynamic duo behind the Sweet Spot Burlesque, okay? I had the pleasure of seeing this show before I had my conversation with Ainsley and L'Oreal, and the show is good. This conversation is good. I think you'll be excited after listening to the show that you would want to go check out the Sweet Spot for yourself. But we talk about how they got started in this space, how they're using this art and this platform to break down barriers with sexuality and sensuality. And they also offer some tips on how couples can bring back the spice in their relationship, keep things alive. So you know what? You want to stick around for this spicy conversation. Right now, we're going to go ahead and hop into my pick of the week. You guys know what I've been loving, like, and I have it in so many colors. I am obsessed with the Fenty Beauty Velvet Icon lipsticks. It's the one that Rihanna debuted at the Super Bowl, the MVP. So I have that shade. I have HBIC. I have, I got a few. And now I just got some more, and they're incrementally different in shades, but they are different shades. I don't care what anyone says, but I'm obsessed. I recently wore the Wicked Wand, since now it's totally fall. So you know what goes with fall? Dark nails and dark lips. And so I was excited to do my dark lip era. So check out those Fenty Beauty. Go ahead and support another black owned business, but they're great. You do have to do some tips because they do transfer easily. So you always wipe your little teeth because the lipstick probably will be on your teeth. But I saw a TikTok about how you can, like, what you can do. Go just Google it. Go on TikTok because that's like the new YouTube. But go on TikTok. There's a little tip on how to stop the transfer. But I just love these because they're not drying. And I just love the whipped texture when you put it on. And it's for it to still be a matte lip. They're great. So Boonie approved.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping.
Not now.
All right, we're going to do some feedback from episode 237, Cuddle Kink Touch with Jax, who is a pleasure facilitator and a professional cuddler. So in Talk to Boonie Tuesday on Instagram, I had asked, would you pay a cuddle specialist to cuddle or go to a cuddle event? And 31% of respondents said, oh my God, sign me up. And I honestly thought it would be a little higher, but me, myself, personally, as the folks say, I absolutely would go to a cuddle event. they sound kind of fun. And I think Jax does a really good twist on them. And like how we talked about in the episode, she does Saturday morning cartoons and cuddle events. So yeah, as soon as my schedule allows, I'm going to check out one of Jax's events. And if you have not checked out that episode, then I encourage you, after you listen to this one, head on back to last week's episode, Cuddle Kink Touch with Jax, and enjoy the episode. Also, we got to give a new shout out because you know what? There's a new member over in Patreon gang. So we want to shout out our newest member, Latrice. Welcome to the Patreon. Welcome to the group chat. And we hope you stick around. So thank you, Latrice, for supporting the Boonie Breakdown. I'm getting tongue-tied. But you know what? Latrice is also bomb because she signed up for 12 months. And when you sign up for 12 months over on patreon.com/theboonie breakdown, Boonie gives you 2 months free. So you get 2 months free when you sign up for 1 year, depending on your membership level. But you can join for as low as $3 a month. $3 a month. supports the Boonie Breakdown, one of your favorite podcasts. It helps us keep going over here, and we appreciate support. Also, you know, $3 you get over in our Patreon group chat, because it'd be lit over there. It's always a good time, and we hope that you sign up, because you know what else is happening now? We're starting a book club, and the book club is where? In Patreon. And you want to know what our first book is? We are revisiting the Ratchet classic, Confessions of a Video Vixen. I feel like revisiting this book almost 20 years later, I probably would look at this book completely different. And some of our members in the Patreon gang have never read the book. And so I think this would be an interesting discussion. We're holding our group chat, our first book club session on November 30th. So that gives you plenty of time to read the book. So again, if you want to sign up, you can head on over to patreon.com/TheBoonieBreakdown. It's also on linked in the show notes. It's also on TheBoonieBreakdown.com. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. Appreciate you being here, and we hope you stick around. And if you want to follow us and find us on a multitude of platforms, you can do so on social media at TheBoonieBreakdown. On Instagram, on Facebook, we're just at Boonie Breakdown on Twitter. We're also at the Boonie Breakdown on TikTok. All right. And if you want to just keep following the podcast, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible. So we're on some really, really great places. And if you're listening on Google Podcasts, I'm just keep warning, if eventually that is going away. So you want to make your way to another platform. All right. So that is it for me, guys. So let's get ready to break it down. All right. Hey, guys. So tonight I have a really good, amazing episode coming your way, because it's nice when you get to see the work of your guests before they come on. And so welcome Ainsley and L'Oreal Burrow to the Boonie Breakdown.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. They're the dynamic duo behind the Sweet Spot Nation. And if you don't know what that is, we're going to get into it tonight. I can't even describe the experience, but it is an all black burlesque variety show. So first question, how did you guys find yourself in this space and creating this dope show?
It's a story.
It started a long time ago. The thing that started the original show was I put out this album, an album of poetry, because I'm a poet, that was all erotica and love poems. And I'm from the poetry community where they did a lot of political poems. So when I put the album out, a lot of people were like, oh, you're doing pussy poems now. Not a revolutionary anymore. And it was kind of like this kind of like I sold out. That's how they kind of, and so I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And I thought it was kind of weird that the people are supposed to be the most open-minded and like, you know, were kind of like shying away from erotica and from that kind of work. So I just lean all the way in. So I started this. So this is the crazy part. I started to do a all erotica show, and I named it Freak Nest.
Okay.
It was erotic poetry, mostly poetry, live painting, music, singing, and like modern dance, but more erotic movements. That's how the show started at New Yorican Boys Cafe, 2006.
Oh, wow. That's a while ago. Yes. And that's, I'm going to say I was able to go see the show here in Baltimore on Sunday night. I am so happy you guys gave me the invitation, because I was trying to go to your show before in Baltimore, and I think I was out of town. And then the DC show, I think I had surgery earlier this year, and I'm like, I'm never going to make it. So when I got your publicist's email, I was like, oh, yes, this is it. This is how we're going to do it. And I get to go. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't think I had any expectations, but the show really exceeded them. I purposely brought people with me from different spectrums of open-mindedness because I wanted to see what they felt about it as well. And one of my friends who I brought with me is the pre-show, right? So we had the young lady who was bound and she's sitting there. She's like, what did you bring me to? But when we left, she was like, that was really dope. Like, I'm glad I did that. That was a really good show. So for someone like me, who's at the other end of the spectrum where I'm just like, I was all in, she was kind of hesitant. But by the end, she was on board. So I got my cherry popped at the Sweet Spot Nation. And what I loved about it, too, because sometimes you have folks who create these things, but they're not involved in the show. And so Ainsley, you were the host. Laurel, you performed, read some erotica. So it's always dope to see a couple in those spaces and navigating those spaces and running the business, right? Because we got to admit, it's a business as well. Oh, so you're the business mind.
Yeah. L'Oreal.
Well, we both have the business mind, but...
L'Oreal runs.
But I do operational.
Yeah.
Operational work, yeah.
So how did you get it to, like, was it 30 plus city tour? So, like, I know it had to start somewhere, but how has it grown to this spot we are now?
Right.
Sure. So when I joined the company in 2012, at the time, they were in 5 cities and doing the show just about every 3 months in 5 cities. And Ainsley and I had been seeing each other for over a year by the time I joined the company almost. And we were living together and I was like, so I told him, let's have a meeting. And I sat him down and I said, so I want to join the C-Spot and I want to run it. And I think that we could be in over 40 cities. And Ainsley said,
my goal was just being 10 cities. I'm like, if I get to 10 cities, I'll be good. Laura was like, why not 45?
I love it. Let her upgrade you.
Yeah. And that was, he was like, here you go.
Let's go.
And then we just joined forces and just, yeah, Ainsley does a lot of the bookings.
Okay.
Relationships that the relationships were for some places was an entry already point. In other ways, he had to just go cold calling. And then, you know, I do all the scheduling. Just there's a ton of stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
I love it. Yeah. Also about the show, before we get into like the show, the audience, I like to look at everything, right? And so, first of all, I ran into somebody I know, which I think they were a little embarrassed. Like, so that was interesting, one. But two, it was like all types of people, right? So white, black, you know, you had younger folk, older folk, the LGBT community was there. And so I'm like, okay, this is a very diverse crowd. And especially in Baltimore, sometimes you don't get that mix all the time at events, right? It's either strictly black or it's mostly white. So it was nice to see a mix. Now, it definitely skewed female, like most events. but I was just really pleased to see diversity in the crowd. That was my first thing. So then when certain things were happening, I would be looking, like I picked people in the audience that were like my markers. And I'm like, oh, how's he reacting to that? But I will say it was 2 performers, and I'm going to save it. I could not take my eyes off them. So I did not look around. Like I just could not. And so for people listening, when you go, because you're all going to go buy a ticket now when they come to your city, it was a good mix of, you had the poetry, the erotica, you had the burlesque performances. There was a musician, like it really is a variety show. So how do you plan out? Does the show change by city? Like, are all the performers traveling with you to every city, or is every city kind of a mixed bag?
That's a great question. So every show, we go back to every city that we're in every 3 months. And so we have to put on new performances, new acts every time we return. So there's a formula to the sweet spot. We call it our secret sauce. That is going to be the same every time you come back so that we can ensure a spectacular experience every time. However, the individual performances, we have all of our cast members change that create new work every 3 months.
Yeah.
And we have a core cast, and then we have, we might have three or four of one type of performer, and they'll rotate in and out depending on their availability for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then like the show you saw, I was the host. Mm-hmm. You might go the next time and Sabrina is the host or Pages is the host. So you get a different experience based on who's hosting it. Next show, I might do a poem. And it's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I love that.
Just reading might be two different dancers. It's always like this different combination of things. So by the time you see the show, you'll be like, I thought... And it's just a completely different show. But it's the same energy, same sexiness, same beautiful people, same audience. Our audiences, I don't know... How we, I think over time, it's mostly word of mouth. And it, you just never know who's going to show up, but it's always the open-minded people.
Yeah.
But your friend who you was like, not as open-minded, I guarantee you, next time you say, let's go to sleep, they're like.
I think she would. Let's start, because you mentioned the experience. You mentioned sexiness and beautiful people, and that experience starts immediately. The ushers. You guys thought it through. I have shirtless, gorgeous men walking me to my seat. It was the gorgeous, I think Sabrina was her name. She actually took me to my seat, but then I was like, oh, my friend's like, oh, look at them. And like, so you get that experience before the show even starts, getting to your seat. The pre-show. I was sitting there like, I brought the wrong people. I should have brought a man with me. I should have brought a boo thing. It was very sexy. It set the tone. It set the bar really high. So I was intrigued because I'm like, damn, this is just the pre-show? Like, what is the show going to be?
He says that.
Really dope. Really dope. And they were so committed. Like, it added a level of like voyeurism to it. I'm in this room with hundreds of people, bartenders, people are seating folks, but it's a couple on stage that are, they didn't look like they saw us at all, which was amazing. Yeah. So I felt a little like I shouldn't be watching this, but I'm not looking away actually.
of an immersive experience. So that's how come as soon as you enter, it's actually our cast members who are the ushers. So you saw, I was at the door, actually.
Yes. I remember seeing you as well.
Are the ones seating people so that from the very beginning, you're immersed so that there's a blurred line between the performers and the audience. So that throughout when you're doing even the micro parties, you might remember. It's this feeling of like, wow, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
So job well done.
Really, like, we want to invite you into this world. And it's supposed to be fantasy. It's supposed to be, like, unbelievable. So you're sitting down in a room with hundreds of people going, is that so quiet? And the smoke and we just want to bring you into the world.
It definitely does. And I think another part, too, it was educational, right? I remember it was a man behind me, and when you were saying, or Sabrina, but someone mentioned enthusiastic consent. And I was like, right, consent is something I think we need to reteach a lot of folks, how you can get consent without being like, please sign this document, right? It's a way you can get consent in a sexy way to not break the mood. And when you said it, the guy behind me was like, what? And I kind of like chuckled and made a note, and his wife, like, or whoever he's with, like, kind of like slapped his leg because he was a little loud. But later she asked him, like, do you get what consent was when we were talking? And he's like, totally got it now. Like, you know, I can ask you, may I touch you this way or something? And I was like, come on, they're educating folks in the audience too. So The scene was set immediately. Pre-show was excellent. Some of your, and all the performers were fine. The ushers, the performers, like everything about you was sexy. Okay. How often do you guys like rehearse? Because everything just went so seamlessly, even from the stagehands helping to collect the things and get the tip, like everything was just very seamless. And even with you being on stage, they're setting up for the next one. And it wasn't intrusive. And I think I was just really impressed at how well the show ran.
Well, we've been doing it for over a decade. And before the pandemic, well, this is what we do. This is our forever job, right? So before the pandemic, we were literally on the road all the time.
We're doing 27 shows every three months. So like all the people kind of know exactly what to do, where to do it, blah, blah, blah. And every part of the show that you see, like we have rehearsed it. All of it is like, oh, when what part of the song comes in, when does it end, when the person walk on, when the people to pick up the money. So big, like, so it's almost like you're walking into a world and the machines are moving this way and that.
Yeah.
It's all sexy around you. And after a while, the machine that's moving doesn't matter anymore. And it's just sexy.
Yeah, just sexy.
Wow. Sexy machine.
Your performers.
Yeah.
So what I liked too was that each one got like better and better, right? Like they were all good, but I was just like, oh, okay, that one was good. And then the next one came on, I'm like, okay, that one was better. So I felt bad because I started like hoarding my ones because I was like, wait. I was tipping. I was like, wait, I might run out. So I was hoarding. So I did Cash App at the end as well, because I was like, I might have missed some people, because I know I was just like, I don't want to give up because I don't know what's next. But my favorite two, well, I like them all for different reasons, but the two that I could not take my mind off of, and please say their names because I may have forgotten that too. It was the lady who had the paint.
Yeah,
right
Rouge.
Now, Rouge.
Rouge. Oh. And then our flamenco salsa.
Genie Adagio.
The two of them, I really could not take my eyes off of them. One of my timid friend was like, she didn't want to go to the stage, but she was like, here. So I took her money. They were mesmerizing. Like, talk about commanding a room. During one of their performances, I shot out a "you up" text because I'm gonna be out of here soon and I need to see somebody, because it was
You up?
What? You up? I mean, they were excellent. I mean, they were really, really great. So, I want to ask this a bad question. Do you guys have favorite performers, or do you have favorite performances, like sequences?
Well, I don't know that we have favorite performers, but I do want to talk a little bit about the performers that you mentioned.
Yeah.
So, right now, Rouge actually started with us right around the time that I joined the Sweet Spot.
Maybe
two after.
Maybe a year
after. Around 2013, something like that. And originally she was a body paint model. She had always, you know, on her own, was a dancer. Yeah. But when she first joined our troupe, you know, her entry point was as a body paint model. And then about a year or two later, we had, you know, kind of a switch up on the team. And we were like, she was like, I want to dance. We were like, we want you to dance. She did. Yeah. She did. And so she took burlesque classes. So all of this is happening while she's part of the team. She took
love it.
And then started dancing with us. And then, like I said, she also continued dancing in general.
Yeah.
And so she's really grown with the Sweet Spot. And it's just been one of the most satisfying, beautiful things to see. Like, she's such a star right now. Like,
and honestly, she's also probably one of the most prolific creators as a brother. She has probably 17 acts, which
most wow.
Roller dancers don't have 10. Mm-hmm. She has 17 acts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That amount of time, yeah. She's prolific, like, yeah.
You know, she was stunning. Like, it was... No. I'm like, where is she going to put that paintbrush next? But no, it was really... That good. One was chef's kiss, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She actually just had a baby in April?
May.
No way.
And that makes her even greater.
Yeah, that was
May.
Yeah.
But like, all right, so I talk about, I love all the performers in different ways.
They each
ways,
have their own different ways. Thing.
But Jeannie has this thing, it's this kind of like this really quiet, intense power that she's on the stage and she doesn't even have to move. And you could feel it's this intensity and this beautiful, sexual, sensual, erotic energy that's just in her.
Yeah.
Feel it from the audience.
I mean, she was fully clothed with a hat on. I could not see her face. And I'm like, like I started because I was like, I'm going to make a reel because I want to tell the world. You said, tell everybody. I'm telling everybody, right? And so I'm like recording. I literally got 8 seconds of her because I was like, okay, that's enough. Okay. I just have to look. I don't want to miss a second. But it was literally like the first minute she's fully clothed and still.
Power.
It just radiated. I mean, it was quite incredible. Another moment I loved, Mr. Hollywood. So I remember his name because he was the only male dancer. But what I loved in that moment was because there were some cis heterosexual men in there who were gonna be like, oh, I don't want to see this. And you said, no, don't shrink. Don't get up. Sit here and you may learn something. And I thought that was dope.
Because it's a real thing that we go through as men in the society we live in, the patriarchy.
Yes.
We've been told we can't enjoy looking at a man on stage. And we believe it.
Yeah. I thought that was dope to address it. Like, I know y'all feel this way. Y'all want to get up, but sit there and look at it.
Enjoy it.
And you'll be fine, right? Nothing's going to happen to you. You'll be fine. Just enjoy it.
This is great.
I'm fine.
I might have got supporters.
I survived those 5 minutes. But no, I thought that was an important moment because, to your point, the patriarchy, like, you know, what is it everybody says when they say something, pause or, you know, something stupid, right? But not one. And I looked because I had my markers. It was like an older Black gentleman I was looking at. And I wanted to see what they were going to do. And the one guy just put his arm around his girl. And he just sat there and watched. And I was like, good for him. Because I could see most men being like, no, I don't want to. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bar right now. But I thought that was important.
This happened in the early days. And that's the reason why we started saying, hey, listen, I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part of the patriarchy. I've been fed the same garbage. And I'm telling you that there is another way.
It used to be very noticeable.
Like the dudes would be like, yo,
like, it would be like you said, okay, guys, time for your bathroom break. That's what it looked like.
Get up.
Oh.
We are here to celebrate humanity, sexuality, the human body. We're here to celebrate art. That's mm-hmm. all it is. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. It'll make you a better human being.
Right. And not just...
Not just women's bodies. You could be a man bodies. And enjoy a man's body. Also, this guy saw the show. He says, after the show, he comes to me, he says, yo, man, this guy makes me want to go home, get in shape. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to come back here and show you that I'm in shape.
I love it because every man who didn't have a shirt on had 8-pack. I don't
think that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
however you get your motivation, sir. No, I did take note of that. And that was one of the things I did want to address. So when you created this, I know we talked about the story of how it came about, but did you envision this, like your audience being couples? Did you envision it just strictly Black women or just single women? Like, or are you shocked at your audience? Like, or is this exactly what you wanted?
So it was never like, I had no endpoint when I started it. All I know is what I wanted to create a space to have a conversation. And the first show we did was probably one of the biggest shows I ever did.
Wow.
A monthly show at the New Eureka called Second Sundays. And we'll get about 120 people. We do the sweet spot. And it's, at the time, it was called Freak Nights. We get 250 people. And we'd only do it once a year. The next year we do it, it's 300 people. And the next year we do it, same thing. And then at the time, I was with somebody else. And they were like, why don't you do it quarterly? And I was like, oh, wow. People do, because I only did it in February originally.
Okay.
Erotic season. And then we started doing more often, and it's like, it becomes this thing. And it literally just became this thing that is through moving through it, it becomes what it became, what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely evolved a lot over the years. So there are so many, like just even small micro things that
happen by accident.
Happen by accident, but then we keep it in the secret sauce.
Yeah.
And like,
so even the lap dances happened. It happened the first time when we were in Atlanta. And there's this guy next to his partner, and he's sitting like this. And his partner's enthusiastic and everything. He's like, stop the music, sir. I need you to blah, 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 blah. I need you to give your lady a lap dance. And he's like, okay. DJ, play a song. The DJ put in a song, and he got up. He's like, eh. Oh, after the show, he's like, oh, we're going to start doing that for the audience.
Love it. Yeah, the audience participation was great. Love some of the games. I do a live podcast show, and I haven't done any this year because I did a hiatus. But they're coming back soon, listeners. It's amazing the wall that people have up. Because they're like, I don't know what they're going to ask of me. Yeah. And so as somebody who does that with an audience, watching it with your audience, it was kind of funny. Because I'm like, okay, that's everybody. Nobody wants to get up at first. I think that first game you had folks running. And then watching people sign up for something and they don't know what it's going to be and like have that regret, right? And so I just thought the participation was dope. Y'all put little mini parties in there. The intermission, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the bar and like finally get a drink because I didn't want to get up and miss anything. So I never, even though the bar was right there, I was like, nope, I have this great view, I'm watching from here. And I remember I was trying to get to the bar and people are lap dancing and the ushers are picking women up and I'm like, well, okay, we can't be in this 10 minutes. So it's a dope experience. You guys have really created a dope experience. And so.
Thank you. 10-minute club night.
What's your favorite city? Do you have a favorite city that you guys go to?
You know, and this is not just a plug because we've moved to Baltimore. But even before we moved here last year, Baltimore was like, in our top three,
yeah.
I would say. The people were always dope. And then the way that the venue was set up yeah. and feels, it just, the vibe is just always really, really amazing in Baltimore.
Like Atlanta.
Okay, I can see Atlanta.
But the venue wasn't the best.
Right now, the venue we have is perfect.
Yeah.
Then
the people at the venue were great, but the venue itself
didn't have all the lights and all the
gotcha.
That's the show. People might not think it does,
but it matters. It matters. Yeah.
It's we have some crazy shows. It's amazing. Okay, imagine doing this show, nine times a month. That's what we used to do.
Yeah, that's
crazy shows. It's been crazy cities.
Yeah.
Like Austin. Mm-hmm. And that venue was perfect. Mm-hmm. The North Door.
Yeah.
Warehouse Live in Houston.
In Houston.
Just, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just, I can't explain.
But it's like each city has its own flair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially because there's so much audience participation, it's just every audience has their own.
Yeah.
Thing. That's how I feel.
The audience, that's just, you can't plan for it. You just have to be a professional and be prepared. The last show we did here, they're doing the air sex, and the guy was doing like this thing, and it wasn't working, and the audience was cheering him, but it wasn't going on. This random guy ran out of the audience, took his shirt off,
and he was like,
and the audience lost it. He wasn't even in the
He's like, I'm just going to take over.
I could do it better than the guy on stage.
Like, no, it's the same way. Like when I do my live shows, people are like, what's your favorite one? And I just did exactly what you guys did. I'm like, well, Atlanta, but the New York show. So I get it. I understand. What's next for the Sweet Spot? Like, I know we're still touring, but do you guys have any ideas for it? Ways you want to expand or grow or do different things? Just curious.
Well, you know,
You know, if you say this, go happen.
We're very much in flux right now because since the pandemic, like, things have changed. We have 6 shows in this tour, whereas like we told you before, we used to do like 20 plus cities.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're just kind of building in a different way. And one of the things that we're looking forward to is hopefully going international.
Oh.
Hopefully soon. We'll see. Yeah. South Africa was someone that we started opening conversation with. So we would love to do that. And there's a lot of avenues right now that could really work for us. You know, whether it's TV, whether it's, you know, just different kinds of products that can come out.
I think a reality TV show for the Sweet Spot would be insane.
See that behind the scenes. Yeah. And then to see some of your performers. Yeah.
We go to Atlanta. We go to Baltimore. We get the culture of the city. We meet the people of the city. We do the show. Outtakes, blah, blah, blah. Interviews. Next episode, next city.
Yeah. Look, I want to see it on TV.
Or we would also love like a residency, like a Vegas residency or a Broadway.
Yeah.
But, you know,
how dope would that be for you guys to do a Vegas residency? Like,
I just want Beyonce to come to the show.
Look, speaking, it'll happen. No, I think Vegas would be so dope to have, right? They have those Thunder Down Under and Magic Mike, but like this is so different and special that I think you could carve a nice niche.
It'd be a great, great fit. Actually.
Yeah, that would be really good. So I'm going to recommend this. The Sweet Spot Nation is hashtag Boonie approved. Listening, I say go check it out when it comes to your city. Definitely a date night vibe. I mean, you could go with your girlfriends because I took my girlfriends, but next time I come, a boo thing or whatever is coming.
Yeah, take all your girlfriends for the first time, and then all of you take your friends, your partners,
the
next.
Yes, that's my plan for my second venture into the Sweet Spot. And I think I would do a different city too, right? Because everyone is different. So if you could give one piece of advice to couples who want to keep it spicy, keep the intimacy going in their relationship, what would you say?
Well, this is a little too easy for me.
Okay.
But I would say get you an erotic novel like the one that I read on stage. And try something new with your partner. Read the erotic novel to your partner and just see where it takes you. One person's reading, the other one is listening.
The other one
What a great tip. I've never thought to do that.
One thing that could make it spicy for couples. Now I'm on the spot, I'm frozen.
I'm like, nah, I seen you Sunday, all that mouth.
I think try showering together. And it might seem like a simple thing, but people don't shower enough. Couples don't shower together often enough. You'd be like, hey, listen, Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night. Oh, we do Wednesday.
It's a scheduled shower date.
Once a week, different days of the week, so you don't get like it is like Wednesdays, then Tuesday, then once a week.
I think that's a great idea.
And wash each other's bodies.
That's a great idea because it can be intimate, but it can also just be playful.
Yeah.
For a couple that, you know, maybe their intimacy has been a little bit off recently. Yeah. It's fun to start in a space that can start more playful.
Yeah. And also a very vulnerable place. Mm. One other thing I think men should try is try to fold your partner's clothes.
Tell me more.
It is the most intimate because it's almost your experience in your partner in a way that you rarely get to experience them. Like folding their clothes, and it's this, it's kind of a surreal, kind of cerebral type of intimacy, and just try it. just try it. Not women, the men particularly should try it.
Men, take note.
Try it. Take out the laundry and just fold their clothes. Fold your partner's clothes.
This could be another extension of your business for you guys. Intimacy coaching or intimacy game or something. All right. Well, we're at the part where we're going to do the breakdown. And I'm going to say one word. Yeah. And you have to say the first thing that comes to mind. It could be another word, a phrase, a sound, whatever. All right. First one is always Black women.
I have to choose my one. Always Black women?
Black women is the first word, but I always start the breakdown with Black women.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm sorry. Okay.
I just said,
yeah, it's fine. Black women.
Us.
Intimacy.
Together.
No.
Sweet spot.
Get it.
Get it.
Movement.
Sensuality.
Money.
All day, baby.
Stacks.
Erotica.
More.
And last one, this is a nod to L'Oreal. Dick.
Balls.
Look, you had to be there at the show Sunday. That was the compliment from her reading of erotica. The way she was saying the word dick. So Ainsley and L'Oreal, this is your chance to plug everything. Tell people where they can find you on social media, on the internet, anything you want them to know.
So we are everywhere as Sweet Spot Nation.
That's Instagram.
Instagram.
TikTok.
TikTok, yes. We are
Facebook. On TikTok
and our website. The show is called The Sweet Spot, but we are Sweet Spot Nation on all the tags.
We're about to be in Chicago next week.
October 20th. October 22nd.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Atlanta November 12th and in D.C. November 19th.
Yes.
And in New York, December 3rd.
There you go. You have the dates. It's Boonie approved. Please go and support them when they come to your town. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy the evening no matter who you take. Because even if you don't take your partner or boo thing, you can always send a U-Up text like I did. I promise you, you'll have a good time. So Ainsley and L'Oreal, thank you so much for coming on the Boonie Breakdown. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. It has been. And thank you for seeing us.
Yeah.
For seeing like the show.
All right. That is it for this week's episode. I want to thank our guests, Ainsley and L'Oreal, for a dope conversation and creating this amazing space. And you all still have the chance to check it out. So if you are in Atlanta, and I believe this is their last Atlanta show, November 12th, check it out. If you're in DC, November 19th, check it out. And also in New York City on December 3rd. So please, please, please support Black art. Okay. And the link is in the show notes and on the booniebreakdown.com for where you can support and purchase your tickets. All right. And in the meantime, if you're also looking for something spicy for your solo time or for your partner time, be sure to check out. Okay. Be sure to check out and support our sponsor, Ding Products. You can use the code Boonie10. That's Boonie all cap letters 10 to save 10% on your purchase over at Ding.com. All right. And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your podcast on. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review over in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know what? You might hear a review on a future episode. Follow us on all social media. Share these reels, share these TikToks, share these tweets with those you love, those you hate. I don't care because I'm not paying for these for nothing. All right. Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until next time.